Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome back to Campus Resolution Services here on Blog Talk Radio. We're your hosts, Kate and Heather.
For those of you who are tuning in for the first time, Kate and I are active students and members of the CCRS program at Durham College, located in Oshawa, Ontario, Canada. CCRS stands for Campus Conflict Resolution Services, hence the show name, and is composed of other students enrolled in the Mediation Alternative Dispute Resolution Program. CCRS has been designed to offer free and confidential mediation services to students at Durham College UOIT. It is our goal to help everyone with their conflict.
Today, Heather and I are going to be teaching you all about the Johari Window, a great conflict tool for everyday life. The Johari Window was designed by Joseph Luft and Harry Ingham. It is an awareness tool that is used to help improve communication and understanding between people. There are two key concepts within the Johari Window tool, which is individuals can build trust between themselves and their conflicting partners, as well as individuals can learn about themselves with the help of feedback said by the other conflict partner.
The Johari Window contains four quadrants. The first is the open window. This window is commonly referred to as the public self. Characteristics of yourself that are known to you and your conflict partner would go in this window. So an example would be that Kate and I both know that I am a caring person. The second is the blind spot window, also known as the oblivious self. These are the characteristics that someone would know or think about you, but that you wouldn't know necessarily about yourself. Another example would be that Kate would think that I am an open-minded person, but I have thought to be that I am closed-minded. By seeing Kate's perspective, I now know another benefit to my personality, which helps build a more positive relationship.
So going on to the third window, it's called a private. So this is your private self. The characteristics that you know about yourself but are kept in secret or do not want to share with others. These characteristics are commonly known as insecurities. So an example of this is that I think that I'm an extrovert, but Heather would not know this. But realistically, I'm an introvert who does not want to show it. The last window is the unknown window. This is known as the window in the dark. Neither you or the person you're in conflict with know how you're going to react to something. So these are the unconscious feelings and emotions that would potentially be uncovered if someone were to go to therapy.
The fourth window pane, the unknown window, is a metaphor or analogy for one reason. The more windows you can open, the faster you can resolve your conflict. The pane is sectioned off four different ways: characteristics that are known to self, not known to self, known to others, and not known to others. The more windows you open, the more things you can discover, and the faster you can see through different perceptions other than your own. Kate and I are going to explain to you step by step how the Johari window would play out.
So the way the Johari window works is as follows. Heather is going to write down her six adjectives that she thinks of herself on a sheet of paper, and she is not going to show them to me. And I'm going to do the exact same by writing down six adjectives of what I think about her. The second step is then comparing the adjectives we chose for each other with the ones we chose for ourselves. If an adjective Heather chose for herself matches an adjective I chose for her, she will write it down in the first window of the Johari tool known as the public self. Any adjectives that Heather chose for herself that does not match what I chose for her will be written down in her third spot, known as the private self. Any adjectives that I chose for Heather, which she did not agree with or see, will be put in the second window, known as the blind spot. And finally, the last window pane, known the unknown, or being in the dark, is an area in which you would discuss potential problems with a therapist or a professional. For the sake of today's lesson, we're just going to ignore that window pane.
So for those who are listening and would like to draw out your own Johari window, I'm going to give you a step-by-step on how to do so. So please grab a piece of paper and a pencil or pen, and I will give you the instructions on how to write it out. So the first step is to make a four-squared box on your paper. The top left box, box number one, is your open/free area. This box is known to others and to yourself. The top right box, the second box, is the blind area. This box is known to others, but not to yourself. The bottom left box, the third box, is the hidden area, which is not known to others, but known to yourself. The bottom right box, the fourth box, is unknown by all. Now that we have explained how the Johari window works and what it looks like, Kate and I are going to demonstrate it with our list of adjectives and complete the window panes. Now we will both choose six adjectives from a list we feel best describes one another. We will also choose six adjectives that we feel best describes ourselves. This could take us a couple of minutes. Please feel free to follow along on your own Johari window. You can find the list of adjectives on Google if you type in Johari window adjectives list. Keep in mind that the adjectives must be positive if you are not referring to the list provided.
Okay, so Heather and I chose the six adjectives. So what is known, what I described myself was as logical, trustworthy, caring, dependable, helpful, and organized. What Heather described me as was logical, trustworthy, friendly, giving, kind, and relaxed. So there were some differences and similarities in those adjectives chosen. So what is known to myself and known to Heather is that I'm a logical and trustworthy person. So that's going to go into the first box. The second box, which I don't know about myself, but Heather feels that I am, is friendly, giving, kind, and relaxed. For the third box, what is known to myself, but Heather necessarily doesn't know or see these attributes. So that is that I'm caring, dependable, helpful, and organized.
So the adjectives that I picked for myself were caring, helpful, idealistic, mature, independent, and trustworthy. Kate picked the adjectives for me: caring, confident, dependable, independent, trustworthy, and knowledgeable. So for the first box, we had three similar adjectives. They were caring, independent, and trustworthy. So I wrote those three down in that box because it is known to me and known to Kate as well. For the second box, I do not see myself as a confident, dependable, or knowledgeable person, but that's what Kate sees me as. So that goes in the second box because it is known to others but not known to myself. And for the third box, the hidden area is where I see myself, but Kate does not necessarily see those attributes. So it is not known to others, which is helpful, idealistic, and mature. And the reason why this tool is really helpful when you're in conflict with someone is because you can bring out all these other features about yourself, and you can explain to them why you think you are this way, or they can explain to you why they think you are this way.
So it's definitely a little bit of a confidence booster by finding out what people think of you that you necessarily don't know about yourself. So looking at what Heather's put towards me, or thinks of me, is being relaxed. And I don't necessarily see myself as that, but I'm glad that if I can portray that I'm a relaxed person in public. And just looking at it too, maybe Heather didn't know that I thought myself as organized, but then she can think about it, and she's like, oh, those are characteristics that she does have, and that's another great skill that she has that can help build a relationship.
And it is really hard to only pick six adjectives, but we want to pick the six that we think best describes that person, and then adding in more as you go is always a good thing to do because it, again, builds confidence for the other person. So now that the Johari window is complete, Kate and I have been able to open three windows of conversation and perception to help resolve any potential conflicts. This is because we now know things about each other that we may not have known before. We see each other's insecurities as our misperceptions when dealing with who we are as people. This opens the door to stronger communication skills. The purpose of explaining this tool to you today was to emphasize the importance of communication when dealing with conflict. as well as just interacting normally during our everyday lives. We hope you enjoyed our short lecture today and that it will help you through your future conflicting endeavors.
So it should be noted that this tool should only be used in a conflict or relationship that has a sense of trust in it. You don't want to further a conflict by insulting somebody with the adjectives or have them take it the wrong way. The adjectives should only be positive to help the relationship move forward in a conflict situation. I'm going to give you a quick introduction to the Nahari window, which is a challenging inversion of the Johari window using antonyms of the original words. This is where you are trying to describe yourself and your perceived failings from a list of adjectives, and asking your friends and colleagues to describe you in the same from the same list. This will give you a grid of perceived and unrecognized weaknesses that can be explored. This tool is to be avoided if there's any hostility at all in the relationship. You would only want to use this tool if people were open to constructive criticism and self-growth. It would be recommended to do this only after completing the original Johari window. So I would want to, like personally myself, I'm comfortable enough with the Johari window that I'd be open to criticism and constructive criticism actually for any weaknesses that I may bring to maybe a group project or just a conflict with a family member that want to see their perspective of me and how I can work on those weaknesses.
And you do definitely want to make sure that the person you're doing this with is not going to be offended in any way of the weaknesses that you say that they are. And it's not necessarily a bad thing to point out these weaknesses. It's actually better to point them out so people realize what they're doing and how they're acting, which can also build a better relationship in the end if it's taken with respect and being kind to one another. So with that, we are your hosts, Heather and Kate, signing off. If you would like more information on CCRS, email us at ccrs@durhamcollege.ca. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter. The links are in today's show description. Remember, the world is giving you answers each and every day. Don't forget to listen. Bye, everyone.
Bye, everyone.